On the day they are ordered out to battle, your soldiers may weep. Those sitting up, the tears falling on their garments, and those lying down, letting the tears run down their cheeks.
Not because they are afraid, but because all have embraced the firm resolution to do or die.
Let them once be brought to bay, and they will display the courage of the heroes Chu or Kuei.
Chu was a contemporary and compatriot of Sun Tzu, who was employed by the king to assassinate a rival king by whom he was employed. Chu secreted a dagger, which he in the belly of a fish served up at a banquet. He succeeded in his attempt, but was immediately hacked to pieces by the king's bodyguard. This was in 515 BC. The other, Kuei, performed his exploit 166 years earlier, in 681 BC. His state had thrice been defeated by Qi and was just about to conclude a treaty surrendering a large slice of his territory when Kuei suddenly seized the Duke of Qi as he stood on the altar steps and held a dagger against his chest. None of the duke's retainers dared to move a muscle, and Kuei proceeded to demand full restitution, declaring his country was being unjustly treated because she was a smaller and a weaker state. The duke, in peril of his life, was obliged to consent, whereupon Kuei flung away his dagger and quietly resumed his place amid the terrified assemblage without having so much as changed color. As was to be expected, the duke wanted afterwards to repudiate the bargain, but a wise old counselor pointed out to him the impolicy of breaking his word, and the upshot was that this bold stroke regained for Kuei the whole of what he had lost in three pitched battles.
The skillful tactician may be likened to a swift snake. Strike at its head, and you will be attacked by its tail. Strike at its tail, and you will be attacked by its head. Strike at its middle, and you will be attacked by head and tail both. Asked if an army can be made to imitate such a snake, I should answer yes. For the men of Wu and the men of Yue are enemies. Yet if they are crossing a river in the same boat and are caught by a storm, they will come to each other's assistance just as the left hand helps the right.
If two enemies will help each other in a time of common peril, how much more should two parts of the same army, bound together as they are by every tie of interest and fellow feeling? Yet it is notorious that many a campaign has been ruined through lack of cooperation, especially in the case of allied armies.